comedy. Y'all don't know y'all better act somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a mug on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join in?
Sure will. Good morning, everybody. Y'all listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. I need everybody today, everybody that's listening, I need you to catch fire today. I want you to catch fire today. You want to phrase it another way? I want you to catch on fire today. But I need you to catch fire today. I need today to be the day that you stop complaining and you do something. Do you know why a lot of people can't move forward in their life? Because they complaining about their past. They always complaining, man, about something is that explains the reason why they are. Let me help you with this right here. If you are steady complaining about the reason you are, you know, if I hadn't have met this man, if I hadn't have been involved with this woman, if I hadn't have had this baby, if I had never went down there, if I hadn't have got arrested, if I hadn't have this, if I hadn't have that, if I had just finished school, if I hadn't have, hey, stop, stop. All that stuff that you're complaining about, everything that you keep allowing to resonate with you as a reason to justify and explain you not being successful, can I share something with you about all of that? Guess what it is? You done got past all of it. You done had the baby. You got arrested. They didn't kill you. You didn't finish school, but you're still standing. You met that man, he gone, he involved with two other women right now, got three other kids. Guess what? You still here, and the baby's here. You got over all the injustices that were done to you. You got something happened to you when you was a kid. You're an adult now. Somebody did something to you when you was a little boy. Guess what? You a man now. Some things happened to you that you haven't found closure on. The person that you're looking for closure from has moved on. Can I tell you that everything that has happened to you, do you know you've gotten past it? So why are you steady complaining about what has happened to you that has caused you to be in this position, but do you understand that it's prohibiting you from moving forward? Stop complaining today. Catch fire. Let your past be your past. I've told this to you 100 times on this radio, but I'm going to say it again. Bishop Jakes told me something, man, that helped me so greatly. You can't drive your car if you're going to keep looking in the rearview mirror. That's why the windshield is huge. The windshield is huge. The rearview mirror is this tiny thing that sits up there. Now, all it's for is so you can see stuff that's coming up on you. all the rearview mirror for is so you can assure yourself, listen to this. The rearview mirror is up there to assure you that you've cleared something. See, that's what the rearview mirror is for. So when you pass a car and you want to switch lanes, you can glance up there and it says, okay, you're clear now. You passed it. You can switch lanes. That's all the rearview mirror is for. It ain't for you to stare at and dictate your life with. What you tripping for, man? Catch fire today. Today, man. Quit complaining about everything that didn't happen to you. Life is 10%. What happens to you is 90% what you do about what happens to you. What are you going to do about it? So what? I got all this. Look, man, your story ain't no deeper than nobody else's. I can tell you I was homeless for 3 years. It's people been homeless for 30 years. How long I'm gonna ride that out? Well, you know, I can't do nothing right now. I fell on hard times and I lost my place to stay. Where you staying now? See, the majority of people are staying somewhere right now. I was out there. I didn't have nowhere to go. I'm in a shelter now. You was under the bridge a week ago. You in the shelter now. Why you still crying about the bridge? You in the shelter now. Man. People, man, we trip ourselves out by complaining. I'm asking everybody today to catch fire today. Stop complaining. Do something today. Get excited. Now, I'm going to say something that I'm going to have to explain. Get excited about your life. You know the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose in your life. Uh-oh, Steve, got to explain that one, don't you? Yep, I knew it before I said it. As soon as I said it, I said I'm going to have to explain this right here because people always be talking about, you say stuff and you don't mean it. See, what I do is when I say something, I give you the explanation for it so you can stop all this. I ain't know. Listen to me. You got to get excited about your life, and the best way to get excited about your life is to find your purpose. Now, okay, Steve, that's what I've been struggling with. I can't find my purpose. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know how you find your purpose. You get in touch with who created you. Because when God made you, he had a purpose in mind. Now, we've ignored it, and we haven't tapped into it, but we all had a purpose. You don't, and it's sometimes it takes people longer to discover the purpose. Colonel Sanders was frying chicken with a recipe that he was telling people was the best chicken in the world. Ain't nobody believe him till he turned 70. Why you think the dude that's on the Kentucky Fried Chicken signs is old? That dude ain't 20 up there. He old. He old. But you know what? He had been frying that chicken for 40-some years. They just found out about it when he was 70. But he didn't give up his purpose in life. This dude was just frying chicken. See, people keep looking for their gifts in all kinds of places when it's right there in you. You ain't got to go to school to find your gift. You're born with the gift that God got for you. You go to school to tack it on to something else. But your gift was already given to you. You were born with that. You don't have to go to college to know your gift. Your college allows you to enhance it and to find something to attach it to. And hopefully you get a degree that attaches your gift to a vehicle where it can work. The problem with college is we go to college and we attach it to what we like or what we might be passionate about, and we ignore the gift we have. You know how many people that graduated from college ain't doing nothing they went to college for? Come on, man. You know why? Because you discover in life your gift. You discover what you was born to do. I wasn't born. You know what my major was in college? It was advertising. I can't be at no desk drawing no picture for nobody. But now guess what? I can wake up every day and guess what? I can tell you. I've been advertising my career. Come see me live. Come see me live at Madison Square Garden. Come see me live at Phillips Arena. Come see me live at Joker's Comedy Club. Come see me live at Percy's. Come see me live at Ellis's Tavern. Come see me live. I've been advertising the whole time. But I had a different purpose in mind because I went and I talked to God. And this is how you do it. You go talk to God and say, hey, God, look, okay, this is the deal. I've been struggling here. I'm over 40. I still haven't found my purpose in life. Okay, but so I can quit wasting any more time. Would you help direct me and guide me to my purpose? I know you created me to do something. I just haven't found what it is. And the reason I haven't found what it is, because I've been doing things my way. I ain't been checking with you, conferring with you on anything. I ain't locked in or tried to settle it up with you. I've been just doing my thing. Well, my thing has gotten me as far as it can get me. How about you take over and do your thing? Now, can you direct me in my path? I'm an open book. Treat me like a piece of clay. I'm telling you, man, if you go to God, he'll give it to you. But see, you have not because you ask not. How many times have you asked God for it? This ain't no magic trick, y'all. This is the deal. You got to catch fire today. Catch fire today. I am. I'm excited about today. I've got a lot to do. Got to go out here and see what God got for me today. I'm shaking the bushes, man. If God passing out blessings, I'm in line. I am in line.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Baby, good morning, everybody. It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. This is your boy, J. Anthony Brown. I'm a little hoarse this morning.
Yeah, we hear that.
Just a little more. But I got shows to do, so I had to come to work.
You
got to
be here. You just got this job.
You got to bring it in, baby. Man, you can't sleep it in today.
Not today, dog.
It's Steve Harvey Morning Show. We holding it down, this show right here. Dedicated to all the boys and girls and men and women. The kitchen beauticians, baby.
The kitchen beauticians.
Who do it in the kitchen.
Kitchen beauticians.
They can do some hair, Jay. Yeah. Ooh, they can
man,
do some
I'm talking about that wooden chair they sit in.
You know what I'm talking about?
Man, they ain't got none of the utensils.
They got dirty dishes on one side of the sink and upsetting perm on the other side. They washing hair on the other. They getting it done,
they
baby.
They getting it done.
Is that macaroni I smell from the next sink over? What is that? What is that I'm smelling over there?
They cooking and doing hair at the same time. Shouts out to y'all, baby. Holding it down is Shirley Strawberry.
Oh, I just want press and curl, press and curl. I'm growing my perm out. I'm growing my perm out. Good morning, Jay. Good morning, guys.
All right, Junior's holding it down.
Morning, everybody in the kitchen. Do it.
He has been dubbed as the smartest man in the world.
By who?
By himself. Y'all put your hands together for Nephew Tommy.
Now, you're going to have to lean your head forward. I'm going to burn your neck now. You're going to have to lean your head forward.
Ooh, man. Yeah.
Boy, you remember that hot comb sitting
man,
on that stove?
Sitting on that stove, man.
Wait a minute. That's how I grew up. Yeah. You know, my mom was a, well, they did call them beauticians back in the day, Jay, but that's what she was. That's how I got my hair done.
Kitchen
beautician, in the kitchen,
baby.
With that hot comb. My mother never burned me, ever. Cheryl, ever. She could do some hair.
Yeah, I would always have to take that money over there for my sister because my sister was getting her hair done in the kitchen.
You got to take it over there.
And you could smell greens going on at the same time.
But it'd be people sitting in the living room. Yeah. They next.
Yeah.
Introduce Carla, Jay.
I Carla Pharrell holding it down, too.
Hey, what's going on, Shirley? Shirley, your mama was good, boy.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's how
roller,
they
set,
do,
roller set, baby. Rolling get set, that roller set.
I thought it was a, is it a washing set, too?
No, it's rolling set.
It's rolling,
yeah,
rolling set.
Yeah, you shampoo your hair. Yeah. You
that's
dry.
That's the wash part.
Yeah.
Yeah, you keep it wet, and then you roll it
shampoo,
up, and then get under the dryer.
Press and curl, baby.
Shampoo, press and curl.
Yeah, I'm getting a press and curl, Carla, because my perm, let my perm grow
what's
out.
What's those little things that they turn while you're curling it? That what is that?
That's a
curling iron.
Well, before curling iron grew up,
you had to straighten it out. You had to straighten out, then put the curling
iron. Straighten comb.
Then everybody goes to school with them baby doll hair curls.
Well, let me tell you something, man. While y'all playing, it's some impressive hairstyle. Yeah. Came out of the kitchen.
Yes. Oh, yes. Some of the best hairstyles came out of the kitchen.
Okay, tell me this. How did they actually put a finger wave in? How did
it?
Oh, I can do them. What? I know how to do them.
Yeah, you gotta have that middle finger and that.
And that comb.
Yeah. And that, yes.
And you set it while it's hot.
Mm, lots of setting lotion.
The middle finger? So you're just there cussing me out while you're doing mine?
Yeah. Yeah. All right, listen, guys. Coming up, oh, boy, we wish you would order a Papa John's pizza, okay?
I wish you would. Go ahead.
And porn star Stormy Daniels got arrested right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up in about an hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Than Nephew Stein. Yeah. Nephew
wow.
Stein.
Nephew you Stein. Could win, you know, a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million. All right? Woo-hoo. This is serious, people. If you want to play, all you have to do is register by going to SteveHarveyFM.com, okay? And we want you to win, so please go register today right now,
yesterday.
Okay?
Tommy was smart.
Oh, wow,
yesterday.
Tommy. Yeah,
I'm right up there with Franklin,
it.
Edison. Einstein,
oh, stop,
Tommy.
Stop,
okay.
Stop.
I invented the LED light. You know what I'm saying? I'm up there.
I'm just going to say PEDs.
What's that, Junior? Oh,
performance enhancing drugs? I promise you, it's got to be.
I'm on that juice.
Stop it.
All right, here we go. Listen to this story, guys. Forbes magazine reports that former Papa John CEO John Schnatter used the N-word during a conference call in May. You heard me. God. You heard me. I did not stutter. He used it. He said it, okay?
Wow.
This was part of a discussion on how to avert PR problems. When
oh,
asked
that ain't
how
helping.
Yeah, he was asked. They asked him, Jay, how did he distance himself from online racist groups? He complained that Colonel Sanders called blacks N-words and never faced any backlash. So that's going? Your response, though?
Are
well,
you
Colonel
insane?
Sanders did it. Yeah. Come on. Schnatter has acknowledged the comment. He didn't deny it. At least that's good. He acknowledged.
But what did he say?
Comment.
Yeah, I said it. What did he say?
Yeah. Well, he said, regardless of the context, I apologize. Okay.
Wow.
He said that racism has no place in our society.
It has no place in pizza. We need him out of here.
Yeah. And it don't help that your pizza ain't that good.
Hello.
Yeah. I wish I would order Papa John's.
I wish I
better
would.
Ingredients, better pizza. Wish my behind.
Wasn't he already in trouble for the NFL thing?
Yeah, for the NFL thing. Yeah.
He sided with the owners and not the players. He criticized them for kneeling. Yeah,
because they were the official pizza of the NFL.
And then he got it, right?
Yeah. Right.
Who I want to
so
slap him
with
a pizza?
He didn't support the players.
Don't you want to slap him with a pizza?
This made me want to go back to Godfather pizza.
Go on back. Pizza you can't refuse.
Shout out to Herman K.
Shout out to Domino's. They fixing potholes and stuff.
Domino's doing it right, boy.
I like Domino's.
I love Domino's.
They got some good wings, too.
Pizza Hut.
Yeah. As long as I don't see the car that it comes in, I'm good, you know.
That has a lot to
that
do with
that car.
That
has a lot to do with that car, man.
Jay.
They got a hot box now. They keep
they
it hot
do,
all
but
the way.
It ain't the car ain't hot.
Okay.
All right, in other news, adult film star Stormy Daniels is reportedly under arrest for allowing a customer to touch her during a routine at a Columbus, Ohio strip club. That's the word from her attorney, we all know, Michael Avenatti, who reported the arrest on Twitter late last night. He called it a desperate and politically motivated move. Avenatti offers, quote, she was arrested for allegedly allowing a customer to touch her while on the stage in a non-sexual manner. Are you kidding me?
If you can't touch the stripper, I got an issue with this.
Can you're strip club what? Professional?
I'm a strip club professional.
Okay.
Jay, step right up to the mic.
Why is he mumbling, though?
Yeah, because in some clubs you go in, you're not allowed to touch the dancers.
That ain't Magic City.
And you know that how?
Because I'm just saying, I've heard.
You've done a lot of research. I've done a lot of research.
I read a lot of books. Listen to a lot of podcasts.
Right.
You're not allowed to touch the dancers.
Yeah.
You know,
the ones who are going to dental school, because they're all going to dental school.
Yeah.
Oh, that strip club.
That
one.
But wait a minute.
So she was performing. Daniels was performing at a club called Sirens.
Mm-hmm.
Sirens. And she was dancing. So they arrested her. He did the touching, but they arrested her, I guess, because they say she allowed it.
This ain't nothing but Trump
putting
the word out on him, man.
At the NATO summit, got him.
Well, he the one told us to grabble.
Yeah, Trump.
Right, Tommy.
Didn't he tell us to grabble?
Trump a bad dude. That sounds like Strippergate.
Not Watergate, but Strippergate.
This was goes in a non-sexual manner, Jay. Yeah, well, can't even touch him that way.
He is the president. He had this done. Yeah.
Listen. Stop all that. Uh-huh. Go to Magic City. You can have
a wing in your left hand
uh-huh. and a handful of stripper in your other hand. You could do that. I'm just telling you.
Don't put no chicken grease on me.
I ain't touching you with that other hand. I ain't touching that. I can still be eating my chicken.
You go in Magic City, and the stripper will sit and eat chicken with you.
Yeah. Magic City is the only place you can get a wing and a thigh in
they
one time.
Sit down.
One
they time.
Wing and a thigh.
Yeah.
What do you know about that, Junior?
What you mean, how I know?
You been to Magic City?
What you mean, how I know? She ain't dancing on me. We sitting there having
Magic
a six
Magic City is
feet.
The coming of age for every man.
Man, it is like it's a hallmark.
But you know, I was surprised how small it was. I'm like, damn.
But you walked in there, man. I'm talking about, we sat down and had us a six-piece and fries like it wasn't nothing.
But it's the only place that you can sit down and it's $2,000 around you on the floor. And
right.
You better not touch that money.
But you can sit right in the money, though.
Better not touch that money.
Don't bend down.
Yeah.
Now, what is it about those wings, though?
Oh, you know,
Shirley, the thighs are better.
And the breasts? Oh, the breasts are outstanding.
And every now and then you see some chicken feet.
So Jay, thank you for that expert opinion.
I'm here to help.
And Junior, you too, and nephew, tell me.
Have y'all been to a strip club?
Y'all been
Junior,
to a strip club?
Junior, Shirley, and Carla?
No.
Yeah, I have.
No,
I've been to one in Miami.
I think in Vegas. I thought you meant Magic City initially.
Did you make it rain, Carla?
In Vegas.
Yes, I was like, get it, girl, get it.
All right, listen, coming up, the King of Pranks is on deck with Run That Prank Back. That's coming up right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Cardi B, congratulations to her and Offset. They welcomed baby Culture to the world yesterday.
Culture?
And, Culture.
With a
all right, baby,
C.
Culture.
K, baby, K. Okay. And Whitney Houston's mom, Sissy Houston, lashes back at the documentary about her daughter. And Kylie Jenner is on track to be the world's youngest self-made billionaire. But right now, billionaire with a B, yes. Right now, the King of Pranks is in here. He's going to run that prank back. What you got, Neff, King of Pranks?
My wife's doctor. Ain't nothing like a good gynecologist. Let's go.
Hello.
What?
Hello. I'm trying to get Andrea, please. Who's calling? This is Dr. Hendricks.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I got. How you doing, Doc?
How you doing?
I'm all right. She's not, Andrea, she's not in right now. You want to leave a message or something?
Leave her a message that, she came in. She had an appointment this morning.
Right. Everything okay?
Oh, everything's good. You know, I've been Andrea's gynecologist for quite some time now, so.
Yeah, I know. Right.
Okay, well, listen, can see if she's able to get back in tomorrow. I need to get one more good look at her.
One more good look? Is everything okay?
I just want to check a few things. You know, if I get one more good look at her, I think I'll be fine.
What? Don't y'all do this like once or twice a year? And you wanted to come right back to, is everything okay, Doc? You can tell me now. Is everything all right with my wife?
Greg, right?
Yeah. What's up? Talk to me.
You know, I'm not privy to tell anyone what's going on with her. And there's nothing really serious going on, okay? So you can relax on that part. But I just want to get one more good look at her, just to be sure.
One more good look for what, Doc, if nothing serious going on?
Well, I think
what?
Well, she'll be fine. She'll be fine, Greg. Off the record, I'll tell you something, man, and I don't really, you know, talk like this, but off the record, man, you and I, man, we'd be, we're the only ones, aren't we?
What? What did you say?
You and I, we're the only ones, aren't we?
The only ones what? What are you talking about? What are you saying?
Well, you know, we're the only ones that've seen it, you know?
Oh! What are you saying, Doc?
Just stating that, you know, off the record, you and I, that we're the only ones.
We're the only ones. What? What are you saying, Doc? I'm not understanding you. What are you saying? We are the only ones. What?
Well, we have, you and I have something in common. I mean, you and I are the only one that's you know, basically seen Andrea.
What
are you know?
Wait a minute. That's not a topic of discussion, Doc. What are you trying to say? What are you saying about my wife?
I mean, she's amazing, man. I mean,
Whoa. I don't need you to tell me about my wife being amazing, Doc. You lost your damn mind?
Well, I'm just saying she looks amazing.
She looks amazing.
I don't mean any harm by what
you ain't
I'm saying.
Whoa. You ain't supposed to be looking at her in that type of fashion, Doc. What the hell is wrong with you? What type of unprofessional is this here? You tell me my wife is amazing. You lost your damn mind? I can't believe I'm getting a phone call like this. This is the most unprofessional I've ever heard.
But let's keep in mind, Greg, I wasn't really calling you. I was calling her, you know?
Well, you ain't talking to her. You talking to me. And you going to bring that type of on the phone to me? Have you lost your mind? You're
okay,
going to
well,
be a professional,
well,
Doc.
Is there a way you can pass the message that I'd like to come in tomorrow?
I ain't passing nothing to her. You hear me? You're going to make me do something crazy to you. I don't believe you called me with that type talking about my wife. Me and you and I got something in common. She's amazing. Have you lost your damn mind?
Sir, I didn't mean to. I didn't think. I just.
Yeah, well, you
being,
did. You did. Don't.
Well, I was
fact,
just.
No.
I was being a little playful with you. I didn't think that was going to.
No, this ain't no play. What's wrong with you? Hey, we're playing. I'm not playing. Don't you ever. Matter of fact, Doc, I need to see you. I need to have a session with you. We can talk about this here. You lost your doggone mind talking about my wife? Amazing to you? You the most unprofessional. How'd she even go to you all these years?
Right, was there any way you can get her to come in so I can get one good look at her tomorrow?
No, hell no. She ain't coming down to that little raggedy. I'm coming down there. When I come down there, no. Matter of fact, I'm on my way down there. How long are you going to be there? We can straighten this out.
I've left the office for today. I just wanted to call and see if I could get one good look at her for tomorrow.
No. There you go again with that one more good gonna look. No. Let me tell you one thing, Doc. She ain't coming out of you no more. No more is she coming back to see you.
Wait. I don't want to lose a customer. Not like I definitely.
No, you ain't gonna lose a customer. I'm coming there tomorrow. Make me an appointment. You can check my out tomorrow and see how you like that.
Sir, that's
what?
That's not possible. Okay, I definitely don't.
We
don't want to lose her.
Whether you like it or not.
It's going to hurt me if I lose her as a client. I don't want to miss seeing her.
It's going to hurt you. It ain't going to hurt you that you're losing her. It's going to hurt you when I get there. Don't you worry about her.
Okay,
don't you
Greg,
worry about
you got,
her.
Greg, you got to calm down, okay?
I'm calm.
I was being playful, and I should not have done that.
Play. You're too old to be playful. Play. I'm seeing you in the morning. First thing in the morning.
Okay.
What time you get there now? 10 o'clock?
Can I ask you something, Greg? Do you have a brother named Tyron?
What that got to do with anything? What that got to do with my brother? What that got to do with you?
Okay, what I wanted to tell you is this is not Dr. Hendricks. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
I don't give a who you. I'm coming to see you. What? What'd you say? Tyron did what?
Greg, pull up, take this out. Your brother Tyron.
What?
Yeah, this is Nephew Tommy, man, from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your brother Tyron got me to prank phone call you.
That's what I thought you said. Man, hold on, man. Oh, man, let me sit down for a minute, man. Damn. Oh, my goodness. Boy, you lost your damn. Hold on. Man, you don't do no like that, man. Got my wife, y'all. What's my brother? I'm gonna be talking to him personally.
You gonna see Tyron tomorrow?
I'm gonna see him first thing in the morning, man. I'm ready to kill everybody. Hell no.
Hey, I gotta ask you, man. What's the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Show. Tonight. Yeah. Go, man. You crazy, man. Just play.
Huh?
Uh-uh.
That's
uh-uh.
What the few do.
Don't ha us. Don't ha us.
Too much.
Huh?
Yeah.
Y'all ain't with it?
No.
Y'all ain't with it, boy.
No.
Y'all
hey,
ain't
Tommy,
with the nephew, huh?
Tommy, question. Have you ever heard Junior do you?
Uh-uh.
Come on, Junior.
Huh?
That's it.
Huh?
That's it.
There it is.
Stay in there.
Huh?
Stay in there.
Am I the best there was?
Okay.
Did I hit it? Come on now. Jacksonville. Here
yes,
I come.
Sir. Matter of fact, speaking of Jacksonville, I told y'all I'm going to Jacksonville. Duval. What did I tell y'all? 13th, 14th, 15th.
Yeah.
I told y'all it was two shows Friday. I told you it was two shows Saturday. I told you it was a show Sunday. I told you that, didn't I?
Yeah.
So can I say what I want to say?
Say it.
Sold out.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. The Nephew has added some more shows. All right, so Saturday, I'm adding a third show, but I'm smart now. That show going to be about 5:30 right there. Oh, you understand what I'm saying? I push the show in the front.
Okay, in the front.
Put it in the front. You understand what I'm saying? Now, on Sunday, I got a 9 p.m. show that's jumping off. You understand? That's
okay.
That's for the church folk that had 3 o'clock service. You
gotcha.
Understand?
Oh, yeah.
They can come on through.
That's how
so I'm telling all my coworkers, Monday might be kind of tight me getting up in here with y'all. Monday might be kind of tight.
Oh, you better
tight.
Bring your behind to work.
I ain't going to be here. I'll tell you that now.
Here we go.
Okay.
I'm just letting y'all know what's happening in Jacksonville, baby. Okay, time it in added two shows. 5 of them sold out. Get it while you can. Come on, Shirley.
All right, listen, we'll have entertainment news coming up. Cardi B welcomes a baby. All of that when we come back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, are you ready?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
All right, nephew. Coming up in about 20 minutes after the hour, we're going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Okay.
After today, after yesterday, Tommy,
he
you
won
noticed
yesterday.
I didn't laugh when I said, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
It won't last.
Yeah,
he won yesterday. Let's see what he's going to do today.
Let's see.
All right, up for grabs is a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million. But listen, guys, you cannot win if you don't play, okay? And you have to register to play at steveharveyfm.com.
Come on, smart people.
Yes,
please,
where are the geniuses out there? Come on, guys. Well, you don't have to
come
be
on.
A genius,
the genius is right here. That's your coworker. He work here.
All right, it is time for entertainment news. Cardi B and Offset are officially the proud parents of a baby girl. Yeah.
Congratulations.
That's so sweet. Cardi welcomed baby culture Kiari Cephas into the world on Tuesday night. At an Atlanta hospital with her husband right by her side. Baby culture is Cardi's first child and Offset's fourth. All right, so congratulations going out to them.
Cool.
And it is culture with a K. Kiari, that is Offset's real first name. That's his government name. So culture Kiari Cephas is the baby's name. And we welcome you.
Yes.
In other entertainment news, Whitney Houston's mom, Miss Sissy Houston, is taking issue with claims that her daughter, Whitney, was molested as a child by her cousin, Dee Dee Warwick. The accusations came from a new documentary, Whitney. Now, in a statement to People magazine, Sissy Houston and her cousin, Dionne Warwick, say they were not aware of Whitney, of the documentary director, Kevin McDonald's claim that the singer was molested by Warwick's older sister, Dee Dee, until 2 days before the film was screened at Cannes. They made it clear that the sexual abuse experience is unimaginable. Acknowledging that Whitney was a public person, they deny that the public has a right to know any and everything about her. Got it?
Got it.
All right.
Wow, that's sad.
That's really something. I've been hearing buzz about this movie, too. People
they
are
say
saying
it's really
it was good.
Good.
Really good.
People are saying it's very, very good and pretty accurate. I don't know about this particular part, but, you know, people are liking the movie. The ones who've seen it. And finally, keeping up with the Kardashians, Kylie Jenner, just 20 years old, not even 21 yet. She's on the cover of Forbes magazine, guys, with a story about how she built her Kylie Cosmetics into a $900 million fortune.
Damn.
So she's really close to becoming the first self-made millionaire. That's not even, billionaire, excuse me, with a B. That's not even 21 yet. What's the guy that started Facebook?
Mark
Zuckerberg. I think he was like 23, so she's even younger than him.
Wow.
Man.
That's crazy.
Wow, that's big.
That is huge.
Big. You ain't got nothing.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, she just
you're
had a little...
You're not even 21 yet?
You're not 21
yet. I ain't gonna be no good with
what
that.
Do you say to her? Baby, I'm gonna give you the world. I am the world.
Your
game. Let me get my lip gloss line back.
Your game got to
Yeah,
be
you
strong.
Better bring back lips by Carla, Carla.
What is going on? Man.
All right, let's get an update, Jay, with our national news. Please introduce Miss Ann.
Here's the news, everybody, with Miss Ann Tripp. Take it away.
Certainly will. Thank you very much, everybody. This is Andrew with the news. Okay, let's go over to Brussels. President Trump has been questioning the value of NATO. He wasn't shy about letting all assemble know that he feels the U.S. pays too much.
Many countries owe us a tremendous amount of money from many years back where they're delinquent, as far as I'm concerned, because the United States has had to pay for them. So if you go back 10 or 20 years, you'll just add it all up. It's massive amounts of money is owed.
He said this in Montana.
We're paying for anywhere from 70 to 90% to protect Europe.
However, a former NSC staff member, Aaron O'Donnell, tells National Public Radio that there are no dues set up. It's not like a club where you pay dues. He says there's a common budget that all NATO countries pay into of about $2.8 billion and that the U.S. pays 22% of it, not 80 or 90%. We pay a lot, though, 22%, but not 80 or 90%. In addition, both the Senate and the House this week overwhelmingly approved resolutions backing NATO. So this morning, the president held a news conference, and he was talking about how the U.S. backs NATO, and we think it's strong, and blah, blah, blah. He was doing that just moments ago, as a matter of fact. Trump also criticized, by the way, Germany yesterday for buying gas from the Russians. This as he prepares to have his own private sit-down with Russia's Vladimir Putin in Helsinki soon. In the wake of the massacre in Parkland, Florida, earlier this year, more than a dozen students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School have filed a civil rights lawsuit over the emergency responders' handling of the incident. You know, 17 students and faculty members were killed that day. The students say they suffered severe psychological injuries, and a former school resource officer who stood outside instead of coming in to help. Also, a Broward County sheriff's officials, Stoneman Douglas school personnel, and even county school officials are all named in their lawsuit. Officials in Chicago investigating an incident where an apparently intoxicated white man harassed a young Latina woman in a park for wearing a shirt with a Puerto Rican flag on it. And while the police officer standing by did nothing, she taped the incident and posted it.
You should not be wearing that in the United States of America. Okay. Are you a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Are you a United States citizen?
Can you please get away from me?
Then you should not be
Can
wearing
you please get
you
away from
be
me?
Wearing United States
officer,
America.
Officer, I feel not highly uncomfortable. Can you please grab him?
Yeah, the man on the video is identified as 62-year-old Timothy Travis, and the police officer has been assigned to desk duty while he's investigated because he did nothing. A poll released last year found, amazingly, that nearly half of Americans don't even know that Puerto Rico is a U.S. territory, which makes its people U.S. citizens. What are people doing in school, or what are they being taught or not being taught? Something is going on. The chairman of Papa John's Pizza, John Snatter, in the news again. He's out now for making a racist remark during a phone call using the N-word. He's been accused of making racial comments before. And today is National Eat Your Jell-O Day. Yes, we can all spell it. We'll be back with more entertainment and coming up at 20 minutes after the hour. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy on the Steve Harvey Morning Show?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Come on, come on, come on.
All right, Tommy, let's meet our contestant, please.
You know, don't say Tommy anymore. Call me Tommy Stein, as in Einstein. Do that for me,
oh,
if you don't mind.
Boy, please. He can't even spell Einstein.
Right.
Let's go to it. Good morning. Who is this?
This is Brenda.
Brenda, how you doing this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. What you do for a living?
Well, I'm doing internal audits, and I'm looking to go into modeling.
You do internal audits?
Yes.
Ooh, she's smart.
Close the job.
She's smart.
But I want to, you know, but doing modeling on the side. Want to go into modeling.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Smart and beautiful.
Smart and beautiful.
Beauty and brains.
Thank you.
Hi, have I introduced myself? My name is Junior.
So Shirley going to ask us both some trivia questions. Whoever answers the most questions correctly in 60 seconds will be the winner. You got that?
Okay.
All right.
Sounds like she's got it. So, Tommy, we need you to get out. We need you to step out of the studio now so you can't hear the questions.
I ain't scared. I ain't never scared.
Bye.
Get out.
Okay. I can't drop the mic, but I can drop my headphones.
Where's Martin? Yeah. Get the step in.
Bye, stupid.
I love it, Junior.
All right, Brenda, are you ready?
Okay.
You ready? Kat, please give me 60 seconds on the clock. Here we go. Brenda, what two colors combined make the color purple?
yellow and brown.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of Dorothy's dog?
Toto.
What famous residence is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
The President of the United States, which is Donald Trump at this time.
What sport is athlete Greg Norman famous for?
Soccer.
At what temperature does water freeze?
$130.
What color is the emerald gemstone?
Green.
What is the tallest animal in the world?
Giraffe.
All right, okay. Brenda.
I'm looking, Brenda.
Oh, my God.
She put some thought into it. You know. Okay,
she's
Brenda.
Smart.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, we got to bring Tommy back in the studio and deal with him. But we're gonna take a quick break first. When we come back, we're going to tell you who is the smartest and who's going to be the winner. Are
okay.
you going to be smarter than Nephew Tommy? Brenda? See him? Hear him in the background?
The few is in the building. It's that few stack.
Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy? Will it be Brenda or will it be the nephew? We'll see.
Nephew Stein.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're in the middle of playing Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? And let's see if that is the case. We just heard from Brenda, our contestant. Let's bring Tommy on in. Step up to the mic, Tommy. We want to see, who's it going to be? Is it going to be Brenda or is it going to be the nephew? Let's find out. Nephew, you back?
I'm up
you
in
ready
here.
To play?
I'm up in All right. here. Wait.
What's that?
What was that?
What was that? That's what smart people do.
He is Albert Einstein.
I know. I told you he can't even spell it. Yeah. All right, Tommy, get ready because our contestant, Brenda, she's really smart. You already know that.
I'm ready. Come on.
All right. Kat, start the clock. Give me 60 seconds, please. All right. What two colors combined make the color purple?
Red and blue.
In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of Dorothy's dog?
Toto.
What famous residence is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue?
White House.
What sport is athlete Greg Norman famous for?
Golf.
At what temperature does water freeze?
36.
What color is the emerald gemstone?
Say again.
What color is the emerald gemstone?
You talking about Emerald City from The Wizard of Oz? Is that what? Green. Hell.
What is the tallest animal in the world?
Used to be dinosaur. It's giraffe now. But it used to be dinosaurs at one time. Coming from a prehistoric past.
Jurassic Park and all.
I'm not sitting here every day to see this food.
All right, we're tallying them up. We're tallying.
Tally.
All right, let's read the questions and the answers now, shall we? What two colors combined make the color purple? Red and blue. In the movie The Wizard of Oz, what is the name of Dorothy's dog? Toto. What famous residence is located at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue? The White House. What sport is athlete Greg Norman famous for? Golf.
Mm. Oh, I know that.
Yeah.
At what temperature does water freeze? 32 degrees Fahrenheit. 32.
What I said?
He said 1.
You said 36, and she said 130. Yeah.
130. 130?
Boy.
You didn't cook this water.
I love that one. What was I thinking?
What color is the emerald gemstone? Green.
I was right.
I got that one through. Oh, boy.
And what is the tallest animal in the world? Giraffe.
There used to be a dinosaur, though.
Sometimes it's George Wallace's mama.
Didn't I tell y'all I was a genius?
Wow. Okay. So Brenda got four right. Mm-hmm. 1, 2, 3, carry the one. Two, three, nephew Tommy got five right. Yes, oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Thomas Stein in the building. It's Thomas Stein.
Congratulations.
Don't congratulate him.
Yeah, don't say nothing.
All right, look.
He got it.
Yeah.
Oh, this happened.
I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, this is
now,
not right.
Let me say this. Let me say to Brenda, baby girl.
Yes.
I'm still going to hook you up with a $25 cash gift card just for playing Are You Smarter
Thank
Than Nephew
you.
Tommy. All right, baby? Much love to you. Right. If you think you're smarter than me, Nephew Tommy, and you want a chance at my Uncle Steve's grand prize of $1 million, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. Damn.
All right. I'm calling
Congratulations,
Steve.
Congratulations, Tommy.
I'll say Tommy Stein. Come on, Tommy
Good
Stein.
Good job, Brenda.
I'm sticking with dumb Brenda. Tommy.
Yeah, he's gonna show up.
He's gonna crash and burn soon.
Yes, Jay.
I'm gonna follow him today.
The winning continues tomorrow. If you wanna play, go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. Prank phone call coming up next with the nephew with his smart self. What's going on?
Time is fine.
This is Twilight Zone or something.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve Harvey is on vacation. He's in a yacht somewhere on vacation is what it is. And the crew is...
More like a ship. Yeah. More like
Ball
a ship.
In.
That's right. But we're holding it down as usual, right, Jay?
Holding it down! I'm kind of hoarse the other day. So.
Okay.
I got you. Holding it down!
I have it back Monday.
Holding it down!
Go ahead with your bass, Junior.
All right, listen.
Can you guys believe this? Tommy is really on a roll here.
I can't believe he just won again.
Okay.
Tommy, you are smart.
Yeah.
I mean, we know it's not going to last, Carla. We know it's not going to last.
Now do y'all believe me, though?
What?
Performance-enhancing drugs.
Shut
I'm
up,
telling
boy.
Y'all, that's two in a row, too. Do y'all believe me?
Whatever.
We can't believe he won,
He on something.
Okay.
I'm on
our
that
brainiacs, our smart people, where are you? Our intelligent listener, where are you? We need you right now. If you think you're smarter than Nephew Tommy, you could get a chance to win Steve's grand prize of $1 million, okay?
That's go
to
a lot
Steve
of
Harvey.
Money.
That's so much money.
That
okay,
paper.
Come on. Yeah. Go to SteveHarveyFM.com to register. We got to beat Tommy. Tommy's not this smart.
Yes, Tommy
At
is.
All.
Yes,
Tommy's
Tommy
not
is.
This smart. No, come not. On now, guys. Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, my fiancé might need to go back to his ex. But right now, the nephew is here. Oh, with his smart self. I can't believe this.
Smarty Pants is here.
Yeah, come on, Smarty Pants, with today's prank phone call. What you got for us now?
Well, you know, earlier in the show, we was talking about Stormy. Stormy Daniels. All right, so this ties in with that, okay? This is called Give Me My Chain. Give me my change. Run it, cat.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Regina, please.
Speaking.
Hello?
Yeah, speaking. This is Regina.
Okay. Hey, you did a bachelor party for me and my boys like about 2 weeks ago.
Okay.
Sean, you remember Sean?
Yes.
Okay. Now, listen, when you was doing a lot of lap dances at night, you remember that?
Yes. So how did you get my number? How can I help you? You need a party done? I mean, what do you need?
Okay, well, no, it ain't nothing like that. I was saying, you know, you did a lot of lap dances. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, well, listen, you know, that night I was at the party, you did some lap dances for me. But
okay.
What I wanted to tell you was that the lap dances you had did was, the lap dances were $10, am I right?
Right. You would be correct, yes.
Okay.
They were $10.
The lap dance was $10, but I thought I gave you a $10 bill when I really gave you $100.
Okay.
So, you know, I need actually, the reason why I called you was I'm trying to get that, you know, I'm trying to get that $90 back.
Wait a minute. Let me ask you something. First of all, how did you get my number?
Well, the dude that
Who is dude?
That threw the back, you know, the guy that hooked y'all up as far as doing the bachelor, Billy. Billy the one that got y'all to come and do the bachelorette party.
Okay.
But what I'm trying to, you know, tell you is that I got the number from him.
Okay.
And he told me that I could call you and try to just talk to you about it.
Okay. And you want me to give you
$90. See, I gave
$90.
You, I had tipped you. I was really finna pay you $10, but it was a $100 bill. So what I'm saying to you is that I want to get the other $90 back.
I'm not giving you no damn $90.
Excuse me?
I'm not giving you your damn $90. Hell, when you gave me that $100.
Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on. I don't even think you understand. I wasn't trying to give you all that money at one time. I need to get that money back from you.
I don't think you understand.
$10. That's it. The other $90 blown to be. I ain't getting my change back from you.
I'm not giving you no change back. That $90 was a damn tip. I'm not giving you back.
Don't nobody be giving you no damn $100 at one time. What's wrong with you?
I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Yeah, you should watch what you was doing.
You're going to give me my $90. Look, I done already told you. I wasn't even trying to give you this money. I was trying to give you $10. That's what I was trying to give you.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. You're not getting nothing. Hell, you should be at home with your wife and your kids.
Hey, lady, listen. You don't even understand what's going on right here.
Lady, my you should have been there.
I wasn't trying to. Wasn't nobody trying to give you no money. This is a misunderstanding. I need to get my $100 back. Now, look, I'm already saying I was given 10, but 90 of that belonged to me.
I'm not giving you no damn man. Have you lost your mind? You calling me, waking me up, talking about giving you $90. I'm not giving you back. Have you lost your mind?
I'm going to give you a tip, but I ain't giving you no $90 tip.
You did. You got me $100.
I was giving you was $10. Hey, lady, look. I'm not going to sit here and go at it with you all this. Look, I want to get my $90 back from you.
No, first of all, if you call me late one more time, I'm going to come find you and kick your ass. Second of all, I'm not giving you no damn $90 back. Thanks for the tip. You should have been there in the first place, like I said. Kick your ass at home next time.
Hey, lady, on the real, I ain't trying to go back and forth with you. I'm saying is it's been a mistake. I wasn't trying to give you no $100. All right, so when I give you a $100 bill, that was a mistake. I just want my money back. Ain't nobody tripping with you. Give me my money back.
I'm not giving you a damn thing back. I'm not giving you back. That's your problem. You need to go home and tell your wife what you did with the extra $90.
Say, so you're not trying to get your swapped. I told you I want my $90 back.
I'm not giving you a thing. I'm not going to come find me then. Come find me then. If you want to get my $90 back, come find me.
Say, yeah. I'm trying to be nice to you. You're not trying to get your for behind $90. I want my money from you.
What money? I want you with my I want you to don't you bring your up in here. I'm going to give you some of my rent. It'll be no damn $90. I bet you that one.
When are you going to pay me my $90?
I'm not giving you no damn $90. So don't ask me that no.
You gonna give me my $90, you gonna do that.
You don't come in here for that really want your change back, please. You better get your off my phone before I come cut your. What the do you think I have? Don't call me with that.
Hey, I got one more thing I wanna tell you. You listen to me?
Hell no, I'm still listening to your podcast.
Are you listening to me? I got one more thing I need to say to you.
No, you can kiss my.
I got one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening to me?
Hey, no, don't call me with that. I ain't listening to you. I don't give a damn what you got to say. You can kiss my with your punk.
I said, I got one more thing to say to you. Are you
what
listening
you
want to
me? Say? What you got to say? What is it? What is it?
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your girlfriend.
Who is this?
Hello? Hello? Hello?
Tommy.
This
don't make you get your ass killed. I'm going to cut you in.
You all right, baby? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'll be all right when I kick your ass and that'd be good.
Keep it stupid, woo! Baby.
Okay,
keep
okay.
it stupid. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that all weekend long. Where? Duval, Jacksonville. Here I come. I just added two shows. I added a show on Saturday, 5 p.m., and I added a Sunday show at 9 p.m. because everything else is what? Sold out! Yeah. ATL is laying in the cut. Go ahead, Shirley.
Strawberry Letter up next. My fiance might need to go back to his ex right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so tomorrow morning, guys, get ready because the winning continues at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, and we are giving away a chance to win Steve Harvey's grand prize of $1 million, okay, with Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, and Nephew Tommy has been on a roll the last 2 days with this winning. This must be stopped, okay?
Performance enhancing drugs. I'm telling you,
Tommy Stein.
Junior, I can't believe it.
We're stunned. We're shocked. We're speechless.
He's on a crescent.
Why are y'all so surprised?
Roll.
He's on a crescent.
Oh, I know you didn't ask that.
Right. Why are y'all so surprised?
1-1.
Boy, that's still.
1-1
makes a lot of sense.
Okay. And what was that about?
Explain that, Tommy.
No, here it is. If 21 is 21. And 31 is 31, 41, 51, right? Why is 11 not 1-1? That makes no sense to me. Why is that not? Who came up with these teams? Who came up with that?
Tommy, you know that's my favorite, so that's wrong of you to do that to me. Now I'm torn.
Who's not smarter than him? Come on.
I'm saying. That's my favorite.
We'll see tomorrow.
All right.
Listen,
we need the smart people in our audience to sign up, okay? Go register at steveharveyfm.com, please, so you can play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy, all right? Well, now it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you do need advice on relationships, dating, if your work life, your situation at work, you need some advice there, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. And we could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one.
All right, here we go. Let's get it. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject, my fiancé might need to go back to his ex. Dear Stephen Shirley, I am an engaged 33-year-old female. I don't have any children, but my fiancé has two children, aged 17 and 14. When the children are with us, I do anything I can to make them happy. Sometimes they try to be nice to me, but most of the time, they are very disrespectful. When they don't get their way, they have gone so far as to call me an airhead and stupid to my face. I always manage to keep my composure, but what I really want to tell them is that their mother is an uneducated and unemployed stupid airhead. My fiancé's ex-wife calls me all kinds of names around the children, so they think it's okay to treat me any kind of way. To make matters worse, I recently went to the oldest child's high school graduation with my fiancé. After the graduation, we went to the graduation party, and it was at his ex-mother-in-law's house. I was not comfortable going over there because I knew there was going to be some kind of drama. Just like I expected, the ex-wife and her mom were nasty acting, and the children ignored me. My fiancé acted like it was no big deal. He had a good time laughing and talking to his ex-wife's family members while I sat there looking crazy. He acts like he's blind to all the shade that his kids and his ex-wife throw at me. There is no way that I will ever be able to accept this. So do you think there is a way for us to work this through or work through this? Or should I run now before the wedding? Please help. Girl. run, okay? You need to dump this mama's boy who doesn't have a backbone. Come on now. He can't have your back at all. He doesn't speak up for you in front of his bad but disrespectful kids. And if your man, if your fiance doesn't have sense enough to stop them, you should let them have it yourself. That's what I say. You don't have to keep your composure. What are you keeping your composure for? They're not keeping theirs. You can let them know you are not the one to be played with. You can do that. And guess what? The ex-wife and her family, they can get some too. I just would never have gone over there to their house in the first place, to your in-laws. I wouldn't have, because you know you're walking into a lion's den. You knew it was going to be drama before you went over there because they don't like you. I'm sure you can do better. And one of the reasons we get married in the first place, we get married at all is for security and to feel protected by our man. This man just sits there and does nothing. And just, he chimes in with them. He joins in. What a loser. I don't like him at all, and I don't like him for you. But guess what? I don't think he's going to change after the marriage. That's what you need to realize. We as women always want to change these men. Oh, it'll be okay. Once we get married and settle in, it'll get better. Well, he's not, okay? He's doing it now, and how he is now is how he will be in the marriage, okay? So remember that. Stay woke. Jay?
I totally. Give me two more totallys. Totally. Disagree with Shirley.
Oh! What?
Totally. What she needs to do, what she needs to do is go ahead with this wedding. Plan it. Get the biggest cake.
Spend all the
nice,
money.
Spend as much. If he don't have enough, put some in yourself. Make this wedding tremendous.
Wow.
Huge.
Yeah.
And befriend the mother-in-law. Make sure she's sitting there.
Wow.
Make sure the kids are involved in the wedding. And the day of the wedding, as you walk down the aisle,
in your dress,
and you're standing up there in your beautiful dress, and the minister says, "Do you take this man to be?" You go, "Hell no! All of y'all can kiss my ass
at the wedding."
At the wedding, and then walk out.
Yeah. I like that, Jay.
That's pretty cool, man.
I like that, Jay.
You've spent all that money, you bought a dress and everything.
This is why I got y'all all together.
This is why I got everybody together.
You
get one go to hell, and it reaches everybody.
Well, I totally disagree with you, Jay. Come on, Junior, what you got?
I think this woman really needs to meet my mama. Because my mama gave me some advice that has been very important in my life.
What's that?
Okay.
If you not going to speak up for yourself, then why should I? Why should I say something? Be what they say you is. They called you stupid. You ain't say nothing. What you want me to say? What you want me to say?
Airhead.
They called you airhead. You want me to say something? You ain't say a damn thing. They was talking to you.
Right, Junior.
Speak
right.
up. You ain't saying nothing.
You should have been speaking before you wrote this letter.
Yeah. All right, we'll have part two of the guy's responses to the strawberry letter today coming up at 23 after the hour, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Steve Harvey is on vacation. The crew is here. We are holding it down, as J. Anthony Brown
holding
says. So, got to remind you that coming up at the top of the hour, it's Carla's reality update. You do not want to miss that. But right now, we're in the middle of today's strawberry letter. That's right, Carla. Today's subject is, my fiance might need to go back to his ex. It's from a 33-year-old woman. She is engaged to a man. She doesn't have any kids, but her fiance has two children, ages 17 and 14. Now, she says she goes out of her way. She tries to do anything she can to make the kids happy. happy. Sometimes they try to be nice to her, but most of the time they are very disrespectful. They call her stupid. They call her an airhead to her face. She says she, on the other hand, always manages to keep her composure, but she really wants to tell them that their mother is an uneducated and unemployed stupid airhead. But of course you can't do that. She says her fiance's ex-wife calls her all kinds of names in front of the children. She went to a graduation party for one of the kids at his ex-mother-in-law's house, and she says she was not comfortable going over there because she knew it was going to be some drama. They got together, the ex-wife and mom, and they were nasty, and the children ignored her. Her fiance acted like it was okay and no big deal. He was acting like he was still part of the family. She wants to know, do we think there is a way for them to work through this, or should she run now before the wedding? She wants our help. Damn. Nephew, what you got?
All right. First of all, now, this ain't going to work, okay? So let's get past that. So get your little feelings together that you're not finna get married. All right. So get that out. Just get past that. So Jay was right. We not doing the wed. But this is what we gonna do, though.
We got a plan for you.
We got a plan for you.
Oh, they gonna love this.
All right. So listen. Listen. This is what I want you to, girl, you better turn your radio up loud. You hear me? If you listen, I swear, you better get your radio up. Listen, this is what I want you to do. It's amazing how some strawberry letters can help out another letter.
Connected.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Watch where I'm going now, because I'm going somewhere. Okay? We had a letter a couple months ago where this lady had a problem where she would go to the bathroom in this man's dresser drawers, closet. Y'all remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Watch where I'm going. Now, we're going to leave these people with something before we leave them. Okay?
What?
Yes, we are.
Like
all these people that have upset you and ticked you off, watch where we going. That 17-year-old probably got an iPad.
Yeah.
Drop that deuce on there on that iPad.
All over it.
That iPad. Yes. Yes.
What?
We leaving with a bang. You understand me? The 14-year-old who over there disrespecting you, calling you airhead. Find they backpack.
Put it in there.
Drop that deuce right in there.
Drop
that deuce in there.
Zip it up now.
Okay, zip it up tight.
Gotta be zipped up tight.
Okay, now listen. This is what I want you to do. Call the ex-wife and tell her you want to talk to her.
Right.
So y'all can get on the same page. Get on one accord. She ain't working no way. Okay, she at the house.
Yeah.
When you go by the house, tell her you need to run by the, you need to go to the bathroom. Go to her closet. Find her best shoes.
Put them in there.
Drop that deuce on there.
Are you kidding me right now?
No. Drop that crazy deuce on there. Hold on. Stop. We ain't through. We not through. Who else was it? Wasn't we at the mother-in-law's house?
Mother-in-law's house.
They all talking crazy over there? Yep. Okay. Let's slide on by mother-in-law house. Tell her you want to talk about the wedding. You want to make sure they get on the same page. Guess what? You know what mothers that age, you know what they care about more than anything? They catch you.
Yeah.
They catch
you. Where you gonna put it?
Get in that oven.
Put it in there.
Drop that deuce in there.
Oh.
Drop that deuce right
there. Put it on 360.
Oh, this is so nasty.
And cut it on 375 and let that cook right there. Okay? Last but not least, the person that has put us in this situation is nothing but that fiance. Am I right or wrong?
Yeah. That's the one that did it.
That's the one that's
he didn't say nothing.
No, that's the one that's making sure that that's not making sure she gets respected.
He ain't
right.
He opened his mouth.
Right? Say whatever kind of car he got, when he pull in the evening, when he pull in, he come in the house. Wait till he get in the shower. Go outside.
Mm-hmm.
Drop that last deuce in there.
Yes.
Pack your bags and get on out and tell everybody to go to hell.
That's right.
That's how you do this.
That's she wants to know, should she run now before the wedding?
No. We got a plan, bud.
No,
we're going to run. No.
This is not a viable plan.
And you need to be eating beans right now.
Yeah.
Beans,
prunes.
This is so nasty.
Beans.
You should have a stack of Taco Bell tacos.
You want asparagus. That works. Okay.
This is the nastiest thing you've ever
I don't know what to say.
Get.
Yeah, I don't know what to say to this. This is so nasty.
And you know, y'all know I'm a germaphobe. You know I'm a health crazy guy.
Yeah.
Look, but sometimes you got to drop that deuce on.
If they stink, you got to be stank.
You ain't going to be stank with me. I'm going to be stank when I leave this relationship.
Tommy, in the letter, she said she always manages to keep her composure.
Yeah.
You're going to have to lose it for a minute and drop that deuce on him.
That sounds like a song.
I need a shower after that.
I understand, but when you turn that oven on 375 at a mama house.
Oh, we I got it. Ooh. Yeah, I'm trying to keep my breakfast down. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Goodness. They called her an airhead and stupid.
That's why I'm saying drop that deuce on her, Shirley. Normally,
you
I wouldn't
think of
go
anything
there.
Else? Yeah.
I wouldn't go there.
That fits the situation.
Drop that deuce on them.
She can't clap back, though, and check.
Yeah,
that's
what I asked,
you don't think
Carla.
That's clapping back?
That's what I asked. Just because she's keeping her composure, they're not keeping theirs, why do you have to keep yours? Come on now.
Shirley,
you can say something back. You can let them know.
When they go low, we go high. I know that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We've learned it. Sometimes you got to drop that deuce on them.
Sometimes
you gotta go even lower. Yeah.
Real low.
Gotta get low.
Yeah. We love the first lady.
I'm talking about limbo low.
We love the first lady, but sometimes you just gotta go low.
Yeah.
Or low up.
Okay. And there you have it.
Wow.
So that's my answer. I hope you're listening.
And
I hope
proud
you follow
it?
My instructions. I'm so proud. And when you put it in that baby backpack, woo!
In the baby backpack.
And then zip it back up, that 14-year-old.
Boy?
Yes, put it in there.
When you put it on that iPod.
All on
the listen, let me
crayons.
Tell you this. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. Join me today, or better, Junior will fill in for me today for the Strawberry Letter Live After Show at 1:30 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's reality update.
Yeah,
and we'll
girl.
Talk about power and yeah. ghost and all of that.
Also, Kylie, Atlanta, yeah. reunion, all of that. Yes.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I'm here for all of that. And Kylie Jenner is about to be a billionaire at 20 years old. Imagine that. But right now, Jay, please take the reins and introduce our girl from the talk.
Hey, everybody, put your hands together for my girl,
mm-hmm.
Cheryl of the Underwoods.
Jay Anthony Brown, listen to me, son. The heat, the humidity is making me delusionally crazy today. Now, first,
what's going on, Cheryl?
Charlotte Scrawberries, you mentioned that Kylie Jenner is about to be the youngest billionaire before she turned 21 years
yes.
old by
yes.
selling cosmetics.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Stay woke, black people. How much money did Floyd Roberts make? Well, how much money did Barbara Walters make? How much money did the Johnson family make by selling Fashion Fair cosmetics right out of Marshall Field? How much money did they make? Stay woke. We need our money. Reparations. Now, Pac-Man Jones. Fighting people.
Yeah.
Man, I saw that.
Yeah.
Man,
good
what fight,
was that dude. About?
He won.
Good fight. That was a good fight. Dude walked at the airport, walked up on Pac-Man. Pac-Man started fighting. Remember when Pac-Man made all the strippers fight each other when he threw that money up in the strip club? I was there. I'm pushing people. Because strippers can't really fight because they be slipping on that shea butter and they ain't got no shoes.
But in the airport, Cheryl.
Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell you something. The fight really got tragic when the girl that was trying to help break it up dropped her Popeyes. All the black people was like,
Oh, hell no.
You didn't drop the Popeyes.
Not the two-piece.
Yeah.
And it happened on a Tuesday?
Yeah, man. Drop the two-piece on a Tuesday. Oh, speaking of food, we ain't ordering Papa John's no more.
Not at all. That's right, Cheryl.
Hell no. Little Caesar, let me holler at you. Peace Pizza, nobody stop the hut. They ain't acting crazy over there. A Blaze with LeBron James. Ain't nobody eating Papa John's.
Domino.
No. I bet not. See, I knock it right out your hand. Oh, let me give a shout out to Serena Williams. They tried to act like because she had a baby, she couldn't play.
Come on.
And
that's
now
right.
she is headed to Wimbledon's women's semifinal.
Today.
That's black woman right there.
She is every woman.
With mm-hmm. the baby on her hip. That's how black women do.
That's right, girl.
Playing that tennis and still looking sharp. Got a nice rich husband. Need to go find me somebody with a $1 billion. Oh, wait a minute. What if the Winnie the Pooh movie is out? And
yeah.
I don't understand why J. Anthony Brown is not in this movie. He could have played Winnie the Pooh because Winnie the Pooh is stout, fat, brown with hair all over his body. He wears a shirt that's too little that ride up over his stomach and never put his pants on. That's Jaden Brown.
That's Jay.
All day long.
Never got pants on.
Never got pants. Tommy never got pants on.
I've never seen him with on.
No, he ain't wearing pants right now. Chair just sticky. Let me get serious. The Justice Department opening the Emmett Till investigation.
Really?
I don't know how we feel about this, brothers and sisters, because the one of the people that was involved in it that they had arrested is dead. But the lady who started the story, I'm going to say started the lie, because in another thing, she admits that she wasn't truthful, which I believe that's called lying. Am I right, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, that's right.
She's 84 years old, living in North Carolina. So unless the Justice Department going to go back and get her and anybody that's still living that was involved in it, I don't know how I feel about it. Because the other things that's being done in the federal level, I don't know how I feel about this. But don't try to bring up Emmett Till to get us on your side, because it ain't working, because we still woke. And President Trump is overseas at the NATO summit. You know what we should do? You know what we should do?
What?
We should hold elections. We should change the House and the Senate and appoint the best Supreme Court we can have.
While he's gone.
I like it, Cheryl.
Change
like
the
it.
Locks on everything. Change the immigration policy, but don't change it just yet. Because when his ass try to come back in the country, we make him go through the same process that the other people's going through. We can't find your paperwork. We can't find no family members. Now you ain't getting no visa up here. And guess what we gonna do, brothers and sisters? We gonna put him right up out of office, and when he called the White House, Maxine Waters gonna be the president.
I love it, Cheryl.
President Maxine Waters.
Hello.
Maxine.
Cheryl, is it me? Is he over there at NATO with no friends?
No, not at all.
Ain't nobody talking to him.
Hey, when the unattractive German president don't like you, Mr. Big.
The unattractive German president.
She don't even try to roll up on him.
Man, ain't nobody trying to shake his head. He just walk around. You don't look like one of people just walk off on you.
Thank you. Listen to me. Melania is over there talking to the French president, trying to holler at him because, you know, he like old women and foreign women and everything. Trump is just by himself in a corner and everything, messing up. And over there just lying. I ain't never seen president. You know, we know politics lie, but just don't lie straight up like that. You embarrassing the country.
Yeah, it's just unnecessary.
Flagrant. Just flagrant, Carla.
Flagrant.
We need a new president, and we need a new vice president, too. We need everybody. Matter of fact, I'm telling you, this is the time to do it. While he out the country, let's just vote everybody out.
It's
everybody,
a plan. I like it.
Everybody, and then let's get Clarence Special Thomas election. Off the Supreme Court too. Get him out. He ain't doing nothing.
He
for
don't
nobody.
Never say nothing.
Oh no, he don't.
Oh, Cheryl, he quiet.
Man, so listen to me.
Pence laying in the cut, waiting on the job. That's what he doing.
Yes, he is.
Is he waiting on the job, Jay?
He waiting on the job.
But I'm gonna tell you something. This would be a cool move if we can vote everybody out we don't like, put everybody in we like, and make Maxine Waters the president. That would be fine.
I like it.
I love it.
Maxine for president.
Let's special election.
That's right. That's right. Get your T-shirts right down at the swap meet. That's right.
All right, Cheryl. Thank you. We love
we
you.
Love
you know
Cheryl.
That.
Love you too.
Much love.
Coming up at the top of the hour, it is Carla's reality update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, let's go. It is that time.
It's that time. It's that time. Get ready for Carla's reality update.
Thank you, nephew. All right, here we go. Well, on Power, let's just get to it. The scripted show, Power,
I'm caught up.
Is back. You caught up, Junior. Everybody caught up on
I'm
the show?
I'm not, but go ahead. I can make it. Go ahead.
All right, all right. Well, you know, last season, you know what happened. Baby girl Raina, you know, she was murdered. And so now the St. Patrick family, they are dealing with, they're grieving. They're mourning the loss of their daughter, baby girl Raina. Tasha St. Patrick, she is crying every day. She's mourning
and
you understand why.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
I was crying. I'm at the funeral, actually, in tears.
Mm.
Yeah.
I was hurt.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man,
yeah.
I was hurt.
It was sad.
But
was
I don't sad. Know her, though.
It really was.
Yeah.
Y'all know
it
though?
Really, really
no,
but you crying.
But I'm crying.
In your living room.
In my living room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, about baby girl. So anyway, you know, Tasha's, you know, she's suffering. She is just trying to deal with this. Now, Ghost, he's handling it a little. He's suffering in silence. Let
me just
say.
They're wimping him out. They're going to wimp him out, man. I'm telling you, I see it coming.
You see it coming, Jay?
I see it coming.
You see it coming?
Yeah, they're going to wimp him out. He's going to be wimped out. I'm telling you.
No, not Ghost.
You'll see. Jay. You'll see. You'll see.
Well, Ghost, let me say this. Ghost is, he's calling Angela. He's trying to get comfort from her. He's been trying to reach out to her. Mm-hmm. And now he's drinking. You guys have been noticing
that?
I saw
he's
drinking.
Come.
Yeah. And now he's a vigilante and killing folks. You know, they were part of this grief group with of parents that have lost children. And they heard a couple talk about they lost their son with this guy who was a drunk driver. Long story short, Ghost got revenge for this particular couple. So now I guess that's how he's dealing with his grief. And let me say this, Lorenz Tate is acting his behind.
He's about to be gangster.
Yes, he is.
Yes, he is. As Councilman Tate, he is using the St. Patrick's, though, to get what he wants. Yeah. You know he wants to be the governor. So watch out for Councilman Tate. And Tasha is not having it. She's sick of him. Tommy, he better get his act together. He has issues with the Italians who, you know,
I thought that was family.
Stuff.
I thought that was family now, right?
Yeah, but Tommy's making mistakes. He's dropping the ball a little bit, so he's got to, you know, get that together. And speaking of Tommy, and what do y'all think about the situation with Dre and Kanan and Tommy and Ghost? They're all joining forces. What y'all think?
I think
he's
got
to die, but I don't want him to because I love
you.
Him.
I think nobody in that group can shoot. That's what I think.
all
they keep missing.
The warehouse shootout?
Yeah, off the docks.
I'm talking about. Did nobody? They had. How do Tommy and Ghost know military tactics? Go, I got you.
Don't say nothing bad about Ghost.
They over there just doing stuff I've never seen.
I'm with you, Shirley. Somebody got to die.
So you think it's going to be Kanan or Dre, Shirley?
Dre. I don't want him to because he's good in that role.
Yeah. I think Dre went into actually helping him solve some of these problems. That's what I think.
Somebody needs to.
So has he got back with the girl yet?
It's just too much shooting going on. That ain't nobody.
Yeah. They miss every all kind of ways.
Yeah, it's a lot going on, so we got to watch it. You got to keep your eye out on Kanan. You know, 50, you know, he's up to something. So hit me up on Lips by Carla on Twitter or Instagram. Tell me, who do you think is going to kill Dre? If Dre is going to get killed.
Who you think
is going
to die?
Yeah, let me know who you think is going to do that.
They shot so bad, they hit me.
That's funny, Junior. Moving on, let's talk about this. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the reunion show.
Woo!
Child, let me just say this. From the wigs to the drama. I can't with this show.
All.
I just can't. I can't at all.
From the lace front.
Oh, my goodness. So Rashida, Kirk, Jasmine, that whole thing, and now Rashida's not really accepting Jasmine's apology. It's just the same old cycle with them. Erica Mena and Stevie J, boy, they are having a war of words. It's just out of control, their language going back and forth. Tommy.
Thank you. That's all I wanted to hear about my girl, Tommy. What's happening?
You know what, Shirley? Tommy is in denial. I think she is in serious denial. She is having some major issues with alcoholism. She got arrested recently in Atlanta. She refused orders from officers and she hit a guy working valet in the head. So she got arrested again. So, and you remember she was suspended for her alcoholic related behavior, if you will.
Valet,
you know,
always
on the
get
show.
The ass whooped, don't you?
Valet taking a lot, man.
I don't know.
It's bad enough you gotta walk 7 blocks to get your damn car.
It's bad enough you gotta wear that vest.
And then you come, and then you gotta come back, there's a butt whooping waiting on you. That is just.
And then they gotta get in the car and not tip.
Yeah.
So not cool. So I don't know what's going on with Tommy. I think she's a talented girl, but she needs to get some help. She needs to get some counseling and deal with her issues. Yeah, and her demons. And keeping up with the Kardashians, Shirley, you said it earlier, honey child, Kylie Jenner, 20 years old, worth $900 million. She is on the cover of Forbes magazine. This issue is American Women Billionaires. Yeah. Forbes magazine says that she's on track to be the youngest ever self-made billionaire in history. Kylie Jenner. Okay. Kylie Cosmetics, her clothing line with her sister Kendall Jenner. And then don't forget the Keeping Up with the Kardashians checks are still rolling in.
I'm going to be like the guy who always has something to say when you win the lottery. Here it is. Here it is right here. What? Yeah, but taxes eat most of that up.
That's what you got with that.
We know half. Half of it is gone.
It ain't that much, cause you got to pay Uncle Sam. And, you know, by comparison, Kylie's big sister, Kim Kardashian West, is worth $350 million.
Oh, it's some trash talking going on in that house. How much you worth? How much you worth? How much you got? That ain't no money.
Kylie owns a lot of real estate, too.
Yeah. So hit me up on Lips by Carla. You want to comment on the reunion show, Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, Kylie Jenner, Kardashians, Power, Lips by Carla. We'll be back at 20 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Right. We all know that our president is over at the NATO summit, and we'll talk about that in just a minute. But more interesting is Jay. Come on, Jay,
what
with
you
your
got, Jay.
Get ready, Charlotte. Get ready, Charlotte. July the 20th, McGlohan Theater, baby. Your boy's coming. Coming to town,
You're
baby.
You're going to Charlotte.
Charlotte, the Queen
this
City.
The Queen City.
The
you know
Queen
that,
The Queen City.
Have you ever seen the Queen down there?
There is one.
But where is she?
In the airport.
In the airport?
And then the next night on Florence, baby, going to Florence July the 21st at Club Icon, baby. Yours truly, J. Anthony Brown, in the house. Charlotte on the 20th and Florence on the 21st, baby. Watch out there now.
And his throat will be clear when he gets it.
Oh, you know what? If it ain't, I'm going to go get this money.
Okay. His throat will be clear.
Hey, Jay, let me ask you something. When you go to other clubs, do you ever order the tacos?
Oh, I see where you're going. I see where you're going.
Will there be tacos
like Taco
in Queen City for you?
Yeah, exactly.
Like when they bring it to your green room, you better look at them trying to be impressive.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, ooh, how did y'all do it so fast? What's
so fast?
Like, do they have Florence French fries since you're going to Florence?
Very fast, man.
I know you'd be upset.
Y'all, take notes, Jay. Take notes.
You need to take your staff with you.
Charlotte on the 20th, Florence on the 21st.
Oh, he traveled with Taco.
This is not seminar.
No, Junior means seminars.
Yeah. Just take your staff, whatever club you going to. See how they bring them out this fast. You see that?
Right.
See that? See how fast they come back?
All right. Well, congratulations on that, Jay. I got to tell you this. President Trump will be in London tonight, but before he gets there, it's anyone's guess what will come out of the president's mouth, okay? He faces hostile receptions in London, okay?
You saw the
after
float?
Bashing.
No, the biggest thing is that baby Trump float they got floating.
Ooh,
in
yeah, I saw in that. London? That's with that swoop of hair, that comb over.
And he's holding a cell phone.
I love it. But they call it the idiot float or something? What they
call it? Called baby Trump. Baby Trump.
Yeah. Well, you know, he bashed the London mayor, so, you know, they're going to be a little hostile over there in London. Also, the president kicked off his day yesterday by tearing into Germany and NATO over their defense spending as the NATO summit opened in Brussels. And that was before breakfast. All this happened before they ate one egg.
Nobody got a chance to eat nothing, man.
Yeah. In addition to repeating his frequent criticism of Germany for not spending enough on defense, President Trump said Germany is a captive of Russia. He based that on Berlin's deal for a pipeline that will bring in natural gas from Russia. NATO leaders are reeling after Trump's attack. He demands that NATO members double defense spending from 2% to 4%. So he's over there just...
But you know what? Hillary really got under his skin when she called him Putin's puppet, man. He really got upset when she called him. I'm no puppet. You the puppet. I'm not a puppet.
Where is Hillary?
Well, I tell you what. He's going over there to London. You know, England, they just lost the World Cup finals. They're not having
it. No,
they're
not.
They're just not in the good
Croatia. Yeah, they did, right?
Yeah.
The British are direct in everything they do. If they don't like you, they don't like you.
Is he meeting with the Queen? Hell no.
Oh, no. She'll meet with him.
She's not finna meet with him.
Only queen he can meet is come to the Queen City with me.
And the Duchess of Sussex, Meghan Markle, doesn't want to see him either.
We got a sister in the house. What are we talking about?
He's standing outside of Buckingham Palace.
Looking crazy.
All right. Coming up tomorrow, it is Friday the 13th. We want to know about your superstitions, okay? We'll talk about that at 33 after the hour. Superstitions coming up. Ooh, it ain't the way. Stevie Wonder told you that now.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. As promised now, tomorrow is Friday the 13th. So we talked about this before we went to break. We're going to find out about your superstitions right now. You guys have any? Tell me, you have any superstitions?
I mean, the first one that come to my mind, Shirley, is what's one that's big with me? I'm real superstitious. No threesomes on Thursdays. You cannot do that on Thursday. That's 3 years bad luck if you do a threesome on Thursday. I don't know why.
Keep it with the three.
Yeah, but I got that from other players. You just don't do threesomes on Thursday. Now.
Yeah.
Wait till Thursday around midnight. You're good, and it's already Friday. But you do a threesome on a Thursday, woo, bad luck. I'm telling you, you'll get caught.
I don't go white on Friday the 13th. Something bound to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
And what does that mean?
It means I don't go white on Friday the 13th.
What does that mean?
I hang out with black.
Oh, you hang out with black.
That's crazy.
This ignorant show right here.
I'm in trouble. What about you, Junior?
What? Superstition?
Yeah.
I'm too sick to have superstition. What the hell you talking about?
You're not sick.
What the hell you talking about? I can't afford superstition.
What's wrong, Junior?
No, if the temperature get 40, I'm already in trouble. I can't afford to be superstitious. No, I'm already sick. I got enough issues. I gotta stay prayed up. I ain't gotta tell you worried about black cats. Let this temperature drop in this room.
But if you notice though, a black cat is nervous. Whenever you see a black cat, he's nervous anyway.
Yeah.
We're trying to run from him and he nervous.
Yeah, he's scared.
Yeah. But when I was superstitious though, Jay, that's one of my I was so afraid. If I saw a black cat, I just thought my day was doomed. Doomed. I couldn't get anything right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, you're not superstitious anymore, Charlotte. What happened?
No. The song.
Oh,
the song changes.
The song. Stevie Wonder's Superstitious.
I got a podcast.
If you believe in things you don't understand, then you suffer.
Yeah.
Oh, you believe in the song.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Then, as I got older, I believed in God.
Okay. Right, that's what I said. As a kid, I was a
that trumps
yeah,
all
when
that.
I was younger, yeah, when you're a child, you were
superstitious. I believe in God, and I'm superstitious. Can you do that? Is it possible?
Pick one, Jay. And if I were you, I'd pick God.
So what were you scared to do, Carla, as a kid?
Split the poles and then you step on a crack. Remember that? Break your mama's back.
Breaking on his back.
Yeah.
I stepped on all of them.
Walk under the ladder.
Oh, the ladder.
And drop the mirror. Seven years bad luck.
Then you have to throw salt over your shoulder or something.
In the restaurant, if you spill salt, you have to throw salt over your left shoulder, right?
Yeah. But
what
you
if
know
somebody
what, Carla,
behind
my,
you and you get salt in their eye? What is that?
They just have to deal with it, Tommy.
But Carla, I have to tell you, Nesto, to this day, my husband is still superstitious. He will not split a pole.
I'm with him.
I don't care.
Shirley?
He will not split a pole.
Let me tell you something. I used to be on the road with a guy named Dennis. And we'd be we when we hit the city, we going to get something to eat. We doing everything. Soon as we split a pole, he would make me walk a quarter of a mile. Yeah. He said, "Did you split that pole
we'll
back
split
there?"
Pole, man.
And make me walk back around that pole. He would not go any further.
You want to make black people upset? Sweep their feet.
Oh yeah.
See?
That's boy, it too.
But you can break that if you spit on the broom.
That's so stupid, man.
You can't hit people's feet. Yeah. Sweep their feet with a broom, sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've heard
and
that.
And a hat on
too.
The bed, running with scissors, all of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the hat on the bed?
Bad luck.
All right, wait. We'll be back to finish this up and close out the show at 49 after.
What about draws on the bed?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we got to say this. Our girl Serena Williams is playing some tennis. We got some thoughts on that before we get out of here. But got to tell you, don't forget tomorrow at 7:20 Eastern, 6:20 Central, we are going to play Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy?
Play it.
All right?
Play it. Come on, Cletus.
Two in a row you got, Tommy. Two in a row.
Yeah, come on, Cletus.
Loyal listener and Nephew Tommy will each be given 60 seconds to correctly answer our trivia questions. If you are smarter than Nephew Tommy, you will win a $100 cash gift card. Plus, you'll be given the chance to win the grand prize. I said the grand prize of $1 million. That's right. You can't play unless you register. So please go to SteveHarveyFM.com to play.
Man.
Oh, yeah. All right. What?
I'm just, you know, just the genius that I am. And the
Reflecting right now?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Junior. Go
PEDs. All the PEDs. I promise you, I checked his bag. I found a bottle of Ginkgo in there.
Food for the brain. Food for the brain.
So what are you guys thinking about Serena? I'm so proud of Serena Williams, though. I am so proud of
her. Let's make you so proud to see her over there.
Yeah, it does.
You know what?
And the place is packed, too. Now, here's the thing. That this is my opinion. They're not there to root her on. Mm-hmm. They're not there to cheer. They're there to watch her lose. Yep. That's what they want to do. Because,
that's so sad.
I mean, it is very sad, but it's the times we live in, man.
But you know what, Jay? Yeah. That's where self-confidence kicks in, man. Because if you're out there playing a game like this, this is not a team game. You're out there by yourself.
By yourself.
And you already know you have thousands of people that are pulling for you to not win.
Yeah.
You know, but for you to have the self-confidence, because this girl was down this past match. She was down the first set. Even the commentators that are talking are always talking against
her. They talk against her.
You know what I'm saying? Yes. So for her she knows how to wheel her way back in. She's so focused, man.
And that's the other thing. If you want to change the face of tennis, we need to get some black commentators. There's some black people that know about tennis.
I have several friends that play. Yeah. You're absolutely right. If you guys ever get a chance, though, watch the her series Being Serena. Mm-hmm. You really get to take a look at inside her life, and you know, with her new baby and her husband and her marriage. You know, because that's kind of taking center court, if you will, as far as her life goes, because tennis was everything, and now she has a baby and a husband as well. So, you know, her trying to work all that in together and still be the champion that she is. Yeah. It's really an interesting story, and she is still the champion, and she has a heart of a champion. You get to see what she's thinking, you know, because you don't know what she's thinking on the court, because like you said, Tommy, she's so focused. But if you get a chance, watch Being Serena.
Yeah. And I have not counted her sister out, because you know she carried the torch for a long for a long time, and she's still in there. She's still competitive. I just hate it when I see them up against each other. I hate that.
Oh yeah, you remember when they first started, they were putting them up against each other early in tournaments to knock one of them out. Yeah.
Exactly. Let's get rid of one of them.
Yeah, that's how they would do it.
And the mother couldn't cheer for either one of them. She'd just be sitting there.
Ain't that hard?
Yeah. The good thing about her, man, to being such a strong black woman, she knows what she's walking into when she walks out on that court, man.
She can feel all that.
He feel it, man.
He can feel that.
And big ups to their dad, Richard Williams, as well. You know, he raised two champions, two beautiful champions. He really did.
Yeah, he did. But you know what? When they was coming up, I was praying for a long time. It's about time to take them beads out them girls' heads.
See? I knew you were going to turn this. I said, okay, we're doing a different closing. We're going to be real
positive.
Positive today.
They getting up there in age now. Time to take them beads out there.
But can I say this, y'all? At the end of the day, when you get through, you say what you want to say. When you say Serena Williams, you're going to say the world's greatest tennis player.
Definitely.
And it's almost, Carla, if she wins a few more matches, it's going to be ever.
The world.
She wins the tournament ever now.
If she win this one, that's the one we need, all right.
Have you guys ever met her? I know she's been on the show via phone before.
Oh, my God.
She's so nice and sweet.
She is.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was focused on.
No. No, that ain't what we saw.
I met her, but I didn't meet her.
Let's look at it this way. When she back up, she got to look back. Lord, her
man. She's beautiful.
Yes.
I love her.
We love you.
I love her heart.
That's a lot of
her
woman.
Her spirit.
Yes.
I've seen her in person. I didn't see her face.
You didn't look up.
Are you stupid?
Just saying.
You made your point. So bad.
I mean, I saw the thighs.
Well, just know that over here stateside, we got your back.
We'll be cheering you on, That's all Serena. We got you, girl. Yes, we will. Yeah. We will be cheering you on for sure.
Serena.
Serena.
and the match is about to start in about another couple minutes. So
yeah,
we rooting for our girl.
We rooting for you, man. Yeah.
And we talked about yesterday how her ex Drake was there watching.
That makes no sense.
And that made her even more uncomfortable. Even with the people that's rooting against her. What is he doing here? We don't go together no more. We don't go together.
Of a champion.
Drake don't throw in none of his exes.
No. You ain't got no business at the show.
He don't throw away none of his. My boy keep all here. There it is.
I'm happy they can still be friends.
We love you, Serena.
Uh-huh.
There it is.
Absolutely.
We are.
Win, win, win. Okay, well, it's been a fun show today, huh, guys?
Yes, it has.
I wonder what Steve Harvey's doing right now.
Somewhere arguing with somebody.
Some fly pajamas and an argument.
That's what I'm not going to do is talk to me like that.
Bye, we love you. Thank you. For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.